Tuesday night, a slight chance of snow late at 19. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 35.
At the Downtown Medical Clinic and Life Care Fitness Center in Frankfort, we're committed to providing the best possible family care for you and your loved ones close to home. Our network of professionals provides wellness services, preventive care, and exceptional treatment. At the Life Care Fitness Center, we'll help you get moving. We're experts in helping you find a personal fitness program that fits you, your interests, your lifestyle, and your schedule. It's easy to see why so many patients trust their family's health care to the best. The family medicine experts at the Downtown Medical Clinic and Life Care Fitness Center in Frankfort.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Monday morning. Four people have been killed in a two-vehicle accident in South Central Kansas. Wichita Eagle reports that accident occurred Saturday night on U.S. Highway 81 north of Wellington. Sumner County Sheriff Sergeant Lee Patterson says one of the vehicles was traveling northbound and crossed into the oncoming lane, colliding with the second vehicle. Two people in each car died. The victims' identities have not yet been released. The U.S. Geological Survey is reporting a 3.9 magnitude earthquake which struck in northern Oklahoma. There were no immediate reports of injuries or property damage. The USGS says the epicenter of the earthquake last night was about 9 miles east of Pawnee. The quake was felt as far north as the southern Kansas border and as far south as Oklahoma City. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Tis the season for picking the perfect Christmas tree. And right now you'll find the perfect fresh-cut tree conveniently located at the Home Depot. These farm-fresh trees are ready for you to wander through them and choose just the right one to bring the holidays home. They range from 5 to 10 feet tall, and they're ready to be lit, decorated, and have songs sung around them. Perfect. Fresh-cut Christmas trees, ready right now at the Home Depot. More safe, more do it. Assortment varies by store. See store for details.
Napa Know-How.
To make folks think you spent a lot on their gifts this holiday season, go to Napa and pick up Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil for only $2.99 a quart. Because it's synthetic, they'll think you ponied up some serious dough. But in reality, Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil is only $2.99 a quart. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 12/31/16.
The only planned public hearing on the biggest utility merger in Kansas history will be in suburban Topeka. The Wichita Eagle reports the Kansas Corporation Commission has scheduled this evening's hearing at a Topeka area high school as the single public hearing on the proposed $12.2 billion acquisition of Westar Energy by Great Plains Energy, the parent company of KCP&L. Customers in other parts of the state will be able to watch the hearing live or view a replay at the KCC website. The central Kansas town of Frederick has dwindled to 10 residents, some of whom want to dissolve their city, but an election on the question last month was botched. With 9 registered voters in the city, the tally was 13-7 to keep it alive. Officials knew voters outside the city mistakenly received ballots at their mutual polling place, but were at a loss as to what to do. They let the results stand. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday morning. 2 teenage girls have died in a rollover crash in central Nebraska. The Grand Island Independent reports that the crash happened just before 2 o'clock Saturday morning on a rural road in Merrick County. Investigators believe the car was eastbound when its passenger tires ran off the road. Officials believe the driver overcorrected, causing the car to roll several times before landing in the south ditch. The Nebraska Attorney General's Office has launched a review of the operations of Goodwill Omaha in the wake of an Omaha World Herald investigation showing the charity's top executives have been paid more than executives at Goodwill's nationwide. The Omaha World Herald reports that state law empowers the Attorney General to protect the financial assets of Nebraska charities. The newspaper's report in October led to the resignation of 30-year CEO Frank McGree. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Farms and ranches come in all shapes and sizes, and you need a farm insurance policy to match. At Blue Valley Insurance, our farm insurance policies protect both your personal and farm assets. We offer plans that are flexible enough to cover a wide range of farming and ranching. No matter the size of the farm or ranch, big or small, we will sit with you and discuss your choices and options personally, the way it should be done. We're here for you at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, and Marysville.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday conducted mostly routine business. They approved signing a letter retaining a 20% fee from Norfolk Contracting until a concrete deck is able to be repaired that is cracked when a bridge deck near Winifred was poured recently. Washington County Commissioners meeting Monday discussed departments who are over budget and procedures for transferring monies from reserve accounts to cover the overages. Calvin Roop accepted the Farmington Township Treasurer position and requested the commissioners appoint Alex Gakel as trustee. That motion was approved. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last Monday heard from an attorney representing NextEra Energy about adopting a conditional use permit resolution before the end of 2016 for construction and operation of a wind project in Nemahal County. Following discussion, commissioners agreed to set a public hearing December 12th at 10 a.m. to consider a petition for approval of a development plan and conditional use permit for the purpose of constructing and operating a wind project in Nemahal County. Complete county commissioners' minutes are posted on our website at KNDYradio.com. Two elderly Marysville residents were apparently killed Wednesday in a car accident in Arizona. Harold Cope, age 92, and Doris Cope, age 91, were killed in the accident in Mojave Valley, south of Bullhead City. The driver of the vehicle, Margie Nalen, age 81, of Kingman, Arizona, and another passenger, Ben Robledo, age 49, of Mojave Valley, were taken to a hospital. Fatalities again, Harold Cope and Doris Cope of Marysville. Marysville Toys for Tots distribution, hosted by the Marysville and Blue Rapids Rotary Clubs, will be Monday and Tuesday, Monday, December 5th from 1 until 6, and Tuesday, December 6th from 1 until 5:30. A drawing will be held Tuesday, and you must be present to win at 6 p.m. Distribution at the National Guard Armory in Marysville. Each family signs up the day they come to shop. No children allowed inside. Just one parent from each family is allowed to shop, not grandparents. And you must present a Social Security card for each child. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, a sloppy joe, chips, broccoli and cauliflower, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, lasagna, garlic bread, tossed salad, and berry bliss. Check of a school and community calendar.
Marysville Junior High girls basketball team will host Concordia this afternoon. KNDY News time is 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, to start off this new work week, it does look like we're going to see pretty quiet weather across our area. We do have a cold front that's going to move through our area as we head into tonight into tomorrow, bringing us cooler temperatures. Looks like 20 degrees cooler across our area, down into the only mid-30s for the high for tomorrow. Mid-20s for the high as we head into Wednesday with a chance of snow. So looking at the forecast a bit more detail, throughout the rest of this Monday, sunny, breezy at 53, wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, partly cloudy, low at 24. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. For Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 36. Tuesday night, a slight chance of snow showers late with a low near 19. For Wednesday, cloudy skies, chance of snow showers. We'll see temperatures at 24 degrees. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early December 45, record high on this date 72 in 2001. The average low 25, and the record low is 8 degrees in 1902. Sunset this evening at 5, sunrise in the morning 7:27. Clear skies and 34 degrees, south winds at 5 to around 10 miles an hour this morning. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 5th of December. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Auto Electric Marysville stocks 150 GE appliances daily for folks in three counties. But did you know that our Brand Source Buying Group helps us competitively design and deliver complete kitchens from KitchenAid, LG, Whirlpool, Monogram, Thermador, and others? Building? Remodeling? Check out Nebraska Furniture Mart, then come see your local pros at Auto Electric in Marysville.
The Seahawks crush the Panthers. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Seattle Seahawks looked to avenge last week's loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and they did it in a big way against the Panthers last night.
Here comes Tyler Lockett around the far sideline. He's across the 30, the 25, the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Seahawks an end around to start this second half.
The call on 710 ESPN Seattle. The Seahawks cruise to a 40-7 victory over the Panthers, improving to 8-3-1 on the season. In New England, Tom Brady did what he does best, win.
He takes it. He's looking left. He's throwing left. Back shoulder for Hogan. Made the catch inside of the pylon. Touchdown, Patriots.
The call on WBZ. Tom Brady collects his 201st win. Good for the most all-time by any quarterback as the Patriots beat the Rams 26-10. The New York Giants travel to Pittsburgh as two of the best wide receivers, Odell Beckham Jr. and Antonio Brown, squared off. The Giants were looking for their seventh straight victory, but Ben Roethlisberger had other ideas.
Shotgun snap. Ben steps up. Rolls right. Directs traffic. Throws it down the field. The pass will be
in the back of the end zone. An unbelievable TD catch by Antonio Brown.
The call on WDVE. The Steelers win at home over the Giants 24-14. Switching to the NBA, Russell Westbrook did something no one has done in 27 years.
Westbrook pulls up for three, angle right. Good, Russell Westbrook. Buries the three. How good is that guy?
The call on WRNO, Russell Westbrook becomes the first player since Michael Jordan to record five straight triple-doubles in their 101-92 win over the Pelicans. Back to the NFL, Seahawks safety Earl Thomas broke his left leg, ending his season. After the injury, he took to Twitter to mull retirement. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Bring your archery skills to the next level at Impulse Archery, a full-service pro shop with bows, archery accessories, boat maintenance, and a 35-yard 3D indoor archery range. Winter leagues forming now. Open 7 days a week, 3 miles west of Marysville. Find us on Facebook at Impulse Archery LLC or ImpulseArchery.com.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Farmers in the U.S. will see their net incomes drop in 2016 for the third consecutive year. USDA says weaker cash returns on livestock, poultry, and dairy farms will drive income down 17.2% to $66.9 billion this year. That forecast would be 46% lower than the record profits in 2013. If the forecast does pan out, it would be the lowest farm income level since 2009, signaling more pressure on the slumping farm economy. And the slump isn't just hitting on farm producers. The weakened ag economy triggering cost-cutting measures and job layoffs at major farm input suppliers like Monsanto and John Deere, which have both lowered revenue forecasts for 2016. Tyson Foods reporting a steep drop in revenue over the last month and seeing lower revenue numbers ahead in 2017. Jesse McCurry has been selected as executive director of the Kansas Grain Sorghum Commission and Kansas Grain Sorghum Producers Association. He's an experienced agriculture advocate with expertise in agriculture, ethanol, and public policy. He most recently worked for the National Sorghum Producers and United Sorghum Checkoff Program as a regional director. He fills a newly created position, and recently the board came together under the banner of Kansas Grain Sorghum to advance the interests of Kansas sorghum farmers. He joins a grower-based staff and leadership team that has established Kansas as the largest grain sorghum-producing state in the country. And Willow Hollaback, executive director of the Alliance for the Future of Agriculture in Nebraska, or AFAN, announced on Friday she is stepping down after 6.5 years at the helm. She'll be exploring other opportunities and will be involved with AFAN for the next several weeks during the transition period. Find more ag information online anytime at agview.net. With this Ag Business Update, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, the current presidential administration is racing to finalize as many new rules and regulations as it can before the January 20th inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump. One of those that could hang over into the new administration would tighten estate tax rules. American Farm Bureau, National Cattlemen, and other farm groups argue the Internal Revenue Service proposal would end or reduce discounts that hold down the value of farm assets and thereby reduce estate tax liability. American Farm Bureau tax advisor Pat Wolf says an example is when a farm owner divides up farm into thirds and then passes those pieces on to their children.
Each of the thirds have been discounted because of because you can't sell a third of a farm, basically. Okay, so the IRS is proposing to take that discount away.
But Wolf says the IRS acknowledges that with some 10,000 comments filed already, it won't be able to finalize the rule before the Trump administration takes over.
So the new administration could withdraw it. That would be the best thing that could happen. They could fail to finalize it, which would just leave it hanging out there, not implemented, but still not good because it's hanging out there. Or Congress could act to block the change.
The American Farm Bureau has for a long time tried to end the estate tax altogether. Wolf says there may also be some kind of attempt to end the stepped-up basis that limits capital gains taxes and alters the estate tax. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Fall harvest rental trailers are in at S&S Trailers in Ness City, Kansas. And that means you can get a great deal on swagly used grain trailers. Steve's marking them down towards the end of the year. Every size and shape. Mauer aluminum and steel grain trailers. Single and double axle. Some Tempty trailers are available as well. Hauling heavy loads? S&S Trailer also has BWS easy to load air detachable trailers. It's the only way to haul heavy loads. Call S&S Trailers Ness City, Kansas. 785-798-3666. Or go to SNS Trailers. Sales.com.
Matt Jarvis and the crew at MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas want to take this opportunity to wish you the merriest of Christmases and the most prosperous of New Year's. Kansas' largest independent big truck and trailer service center between Wichita and Salina, MJ's Truck Repair looks forward to serving you in the new year, keeping you rolling worry-free. At exit 46 off I-135 under the big American flag in Mound Ridge, Kansas, MJ's Truck Repair, wishing you the best of the holiday season.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It's agriculture, of course, and I have further proof of that about soybeans' impact on the U.S. economy after this.
Christmas is quickly approaching, and I've got just the thing for that hard-to-buy-for farmer. Max Armstrong's Stories from the Heartland. It's a beautiful, full-color, hardcover book containing stories about many of the people Max has met during his travels. The stories are all self-contained, leading one reviewer to note, "You can only read a story or two if you'd like, but chances are you'll want to keep reading. The stories are that good." Max shares inspiring, touching, and laugh-out-loud stories from his 40-year career in farm broadcasting. His travels have taken him far away from his family farm along the Wabash River in Indiana, but Max has always managed to keep one foot in the furrow. Max has met the most fascinating folks, and this book is a tribute to them, as well as the countless Americans whose lives have been enriched because of their connections to agriculture. Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong, the perfect Christmas gift. Order yours at maxarmstrongbook.com. That's maxarmstrongbook.com.
When the second estimate of U.S. third quarter gross domestic product came out recently, it showed that the economy grew faster than initially thought in that quarter, notching its best performance in 2 years, led by strong consumer spending and a surge in soybean exports. The export growth estimate was at the fastest pace since the fourth quarter of 2013, and the spike in exports largely reflected a surge in soybean exports after a poor soy harvest in Argentina and Brazil. So there you go, another reason why agriculture is the world's most essential industry. Speaking of soybeans, let's bring in Ron Moore of Roseville, Illinois. He is vice president of the American Soybean Association. And let's begin with what Ron's expectations are after the election of Donald Trump.
Well, hopefully the comments that Mr. Trump made during the campaign about doing away with the waters of the U.S., his support for the renewable fuels standard, making sure that we have the tools necessary as farmers to produce food for the country and the world. You know, we're very hopeful that even if his campaign discussion about the Trans-Pacific Trade Partnership, if he's not going to have that passed during the first few days of his presidency, we'll have an opportunity to talk to him about the benefits of the TPP. Mr. Trump is a businessman, and he understands what a return on investment is, and TPP is an investment in the future of the U.S. economy, and it's big benefit to the U.S. ag economy.
In addition to saying during the campaign that he was against the TPP, he also said he was going to undo NAFTA, which has been around for over 20 years. Does that concern you?
It does. You know, hopefully he'll take a look at it as president and maybe make some side agreements with Mexico or on NAFTA and side agreement with Japan on the TPP. And instead of renegotiating of each of those agreements, say we've made a side agreement that makes this trade pact better, and we'll continue to have NAFTA, and hopefully he'll support the TPP in Congress and with those additional side agreements.
That's Ron Moore, a soybean farmer from Roseville, Illinois, who is also the vice president of the American Soybean Association. Back after this.
There will be a real estate and farm machinery auction for Dale and Debbie Waller Saturday, December 10th. Real estate sells at 10:30, machinery at 12:30 at the Highland Community Western Center in Baileyville. Real estate is 488 acres of highly productive Nemahal County farmland, brome grass, native hayland, clean native pastures, some excellent hunting property, and a farmstead. Property will be offered in 5 tracts. Machinery auction begins at 12:30 and includes tractors, loaders and feed truck, haying and livestock handling equipment, hay, an RTV, welder, woodworking tools and a boat, lawn, garden and miscellaneous items, and firewood. This real estate and farm machinery auction for Dale and Debbie Waller. Saturday, December 10th, begins at 10:30 with the real estate. Machinery sells at 12:30. This is a good quality auction. For inspection of real estate, contact John Klein, broker and auctioneer. Sale conducted by Klein Realty and Auction.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Monday is sale day at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. Early consignment listings for today: 25 black and red steers Nevers weigh 6 to 7, 40 black Simmental Angus steers 7.25 to 8, 65 black and white face steers Nevers 5 to 6, 57 black steers 950 to 1100 pounds, 17 black and white face red and white face steers Nevers 550 to 7, 101 black steers Nevers 650 to 750, 60 black steers Nevers 475 to 6, 25 black steers Nevers 5.25 to 675, 95 black and red steers Nevers 6 to 750, 40 black steers Nevers 575 to 7, 85 black steers 550 to 650, 25 black heifers 5 to 6, 18 black heifers 550 to 750, 15 black and white face steers Nevers 650 to 750, 17 black steers Nevers 6 to 8, 30 black Angus heifers 5.25 to 650, 16 black and red steers Nevers 550 to 7, 78 black steers Nevers 925 to 975, 18 black steers Nevers 5 to 650, 22 black heifers 625 to 650, 30 black and white face steers Nevers 6 to 650, 10 black and white face steers Nevers yearling 750 to 8, 12 black and Charley steers Nevers 5 to 6, 18 black and red steers Nevers 600 pounds, 19 black and white face steers Nevers 450 to 6.25, 11 black steers 8 to 825, and 8 black and red steers Nevers weigh 600 pounds. Those are our listings for sale today. They're online at Beatrice77.net. A reminder of a special bred heifer and cow sale upcoming Thursday, December 8th, beginning at 11 a.m. 7:31 from KNDY. Mild yet this morning, and we'll look for another day or two before the cold front moves in, with a chance for snow midweek.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Mid-America Network Sports, good Monday morning. Eric Berry returned an interception for a touchdown and then brought back another pick for a two-point conversion that gave the Kansas City Chiefs an improbable 29-28 victory over the Atlanta Falcons yesterday. The Falcons rallying from a 27-